Welcome back here with the news at 1 on RTE Radio 1. The Land Development Agency, the state body charged with delivering affordable homes and social housing on public land, is now looking for privately owned sites. The agency is targeting sites which already have planning permission to build in excess of 200 homes. Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency, John Coleman, is with us now in our studio. John Coleman, you're very welcome to the News at 1 and thank you for coming in to us today. Why are you doing this and why now?
Thanks very much for having me on, Gavin. So the LDA delivers in two primary ways, as you mentioned, on public land by direct development, so where we would appoint building contractors. And we're working on about 12 sites that can deliver about 5,500 homes at the moment, some of which are actually in construction. The other way that we're delivering is through partnerships with house builders, where we're seeking to deliver at least 5,000 additional homes, so 10,000 total over the next few years.
To 2026, is that
to 2026. And the partnerships that we're entering into with house builders are an interesting one, because one of the core reasons that we were getting into this channel was that there are a very high number of uncommenced planning applications that are out there that could deliver about 100,000 homes. About half of those are in Dublin. The vast majority of those are apartments, and they're really problematic to deliver at the moment. So we stepped in with house builders to work out ways to get those sites
delivered. That's Project Tussock, just to remind us.
Correct,
isn't that right?
That's Project Tussock. So Tussock being the Irish for start or initiate. And that's been quite successful. We've a very good pipeline developed there of about 2,750 homes that are either contracted or commercially agreed with house builders for delivery in the coming years, including this year. And so as we got into those discussions with house builders, we realised that there were actually quite a large number of sites where there wasn't an experienced house builder in ownership of the site. And there were other reasons why the homes weren't getting built other than the house builder or having someone of capability on them was one of the main reasons. So we've decided to launch a process to see, is there a capacity and ability to acquire additional sites that are out there with planning consents that we could deliver directly ourselves by appointment of building contractors.
Why didn't you just start out looking for private sites too?
The conditions of the market are quite different now to what they would have been, say, 2-3 years ago. Even in the past year, they've been changed quite substantially. So land values have probably dropped over the past number of months. That's due to increased building costs. It's due to increased interest rates. And now feels like a good time to be looking at the land market from a value for money perspective. So timing is everything.
And, yes, but if you had continued with your plan to build on state land, I mean, it seems loads that wasn't that hadn't been used yet. Was there not enough out there?
In our view, there's never enough land that we can get hold of as a raw material, particularly with planning consents. With state land, there is quite a lot of state land out there, all right. Typically, it's in existing use. Sometimes it's hard to get at, but we also have to design and take it through the planning process, which is a very lengthy process. So to accelerate delivery where there is an opportunity to do that by essentially leapfrogging that process and getting on land that's already planning consented is another strategy that we now want to explore.
Could you end up competing with the private market, thus driving up the prices of land?
I don't think so. There's not a massive amount of interest in the private market for development land at the moment. There's not a lot of parties out there that are funded to buy housing development land right now. So we think it's a good time to be looking at the market, and we don't believe there's a massive amount of competition.
Did the government put you under pressure to do this?
No, this was a strategy that was initiated by the Land Development Agency itself. It's within our remit. It's within the scope that we have in the LDA Act. And it was always in mind to have a look at this when the time was right. And we're going to test the market. If opportunities don't come up that present value for money, we don't have to buy anything.
Okay.
But we want to see what's out there, test the market. And if there are good opportunities, like, say, for instance, a site that we're buying out of NAMA in Clongriffin that was recently revealed in the media that could deliver about 2,500 homes. If we can get really good value like that, I don't see a reason why we shouldn't proceed.
You're targeting sites which already have planning permission to build in excess of 200 homes. Have you any particular projects in mind or any that you have your eye on so far?
Yeah, so on a per site basis, we'd be looking for a bit of scale. So each site would have to be more than 200 homes or in and around that at least. So in the core city areas, Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford is of particular interest. We're really looking for the ones where the private sector isn't active at the moment. So to fill that void, that's apartments. They're harder to do, they're more expensive to deliver. That's where the need is. So we want to step into that space and see can we activate some of these sites that have permission.
Let's go back to your remit, and you reminded us at the start of the interview, and you did the last time you were with us in April, that your target is to build 5,000 homes on public land by 2026 and to deliver another, as you said, 5,000 social and affordable homes under Project Tossig. These are projects that were deemed either unviable or stalled. How many homes have you delivered so far?
So we're up and running about 4.5 years now, and we've spent most of that time setting ourselves up, building the organisation, taking sites from raw greenfield land and brownfield land through design processes into the planning process. And now with three of them in construction, that can deliver about 1,200 homes that are active right now, with more to follow. Delivery is commencing this year. To date, we have about 350 homes delivered through our various channels.
That's through Project Tossig, isn't it?
That's through Project Tossig.
So should 350 so far under Project Tossig.
Should be up to about over 1,000 by the end of the year, and increasing year on year. And interestingly, all of the work that we put into developing on state lands as well is starting to yield homes too.
How many homes have you built on public land so far?
Public land delivery will start next year.
To be clear, so you haven't built any houses on public land so far, is that right? The first will be next year?
We have about 1,200 homes under construction on public land at the moment, and in line with industry standard timeframes, the length of time that it does take to build, they'll be coming out next year, which would be what you would expect. So our first homes at Shangana in Shankill will be released to the market next year, but actually we'll be seeking applications from people later on this year, so that there's no time wasted between the homes being ready and people moving.
Just to be clear on my own mind, 10,000 homes by 2026. It's now, where are we now, July 2023. You've 350 homes out of the 5,000 under Project Tossig delivered so far. None of the 5,000 built yet under the ones on public land. 10,000 by 2026. No. How on earth are you going to do that?
Sorry, just to clarify, the 5,000 for Project Tossig is by 2026.
Yes.
So to give you a handle on that.
Of which 350 have been delivered so far.
With maybe about 1,100 by the end of the year. We've 2,750 contracted or commercially agreed. So we can really touch and feel that target. We
and
think
the other
it will
target?
Be achieved. The additional 5,000 on public land will be over a 5-year time frame.
And to what date?
Out to 2028, with delivery starting next
2028.
Year.
Oh, 2028.
Over that time frame.
Okay.
So 10,000 homes at least over the next 5 years, of which the Project Tossig target will be achieved by 2026.
Your original budget was 1.25 billion with the provision to borrow another 1.25 billion. Are you going to be getting more money now?
We're in discussions with government on that at the moment. We're working through what the financing requirement will be. You don't have to be a mathematician to work out that 10,000 homes out of 1.25 billion doesn't add up.
I heard a figure of 7 billion. Are you going to get that?
Well, we're having those discussions with government at the moment. We have a very big ambition that is in excess of the capital that's currently available to us. We also do have the ability to borrow an additional 1.25 billion to match the existing.
You always did, but how much extra are you going to get now?
You'll have to respect the fact that we have to work out that with the government at the moment, who are going to provide the funding for us. But the government, I'm glad to say, is positively disposed towards supporting our ambitions over the coming years.
John Coleman, thank you very much for coming into us. John Coleman is Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency.